Today we'd like to see the title of Great Tribulation and Glorious Kingdom Age in Isaiah chapter 34-35 to the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 34 verse 2, for the indignation of the Lord is against all nations, and his fury against all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to the slaughter. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 34, verse 16, search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail, not one shall lack her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. What does it mean in the context, and how can apply it to our lives? In chapter 35, verse 10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow, and shying shall flee away. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? In Isaiah chapters 1 through 34, the prophet delivers a message of judgment against all nations, including Israel and Judah, for turning away from God. Although the remnant of faithful believers have been given leper and restoration, God's wrath and fury, indignation, judgment, and destruction have been against all sinners. However, in chapter 35, God's mercy comes as clearly as his judgment. His complete moral perfection is evident in both his hatred of sin, which brings judgment, and in his share love for all his creation, his deep love for those who have sinned but sincerely repent, love Jesus, and place their trust in him. There is mercy and restoration. In chapter 34, we deal with the days of the battle of Armageddon, in which the great wrath of God is culminating. 34, and heed, you people, let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. For the indignation of the Lord is against all nations, and his fury against all their armies. The indignation in Old Testament time is the equivalent to tribulation. In the New Testament time, in the most cases, it is a reference to the period of great tribulation. The battle of Armageddon ends in this horrible carnage, massacre, when the blood will flow. Cross reference right there. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to the slaughter. Also, their stain shall be thrown out. Their stench shall rise from their corpses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood, and the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down, and the leaf falls from the vine, and the fruit falling from a fig tree. Verse 5, For my soul shall be bathed in heaven. Indeed, it shall come down on Adam and on the people of my curse for judgment. Verse 5. The Edomites were descendants of Esau, Jacob's brother, whose descendant became the Israelites. The Edomites were consistent hostile toward Israel. The destruction of Edom, described here, symbolizes the final fate of all who are against God and His people. Cross reference right there. Verse 6, the sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made overflowing with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord was a sacrifice of Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. The Lord destroys all nations who come against Jerusalem, called as the sword of the Lord. The Lord keeps His promise to Abraham. I will bless those who bless you, while I curse those who curse you. Bozrah, or Edomia, is a perpetual enemy of Israel, referred to Edom. So, right there. The wild oxen shall come down with them, and the young bulls with the mighty bulls. Their land shall be soaked with blood, and they are saturated with fatness, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, or Lord's the great judgment and great tribulation, the year of the recompense. For the curse of Zion, its streams shall be turned into pitch, and its dust into brimstone. Its land shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night or day. Its smoke shall ascend forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. No one shall pass through it forever and ever. And all the raven shall dwell in it, and he shall stretch out over it the line of confusion and stones of emptiness. They shall call its nobles to the kingdom, but none shall be there. All its princes shall be nothing, and thrones shall come up in its palaces, nettles and brambles in its fortress. It shall be habitation of jackals, courtyard of ostriches, all wild animals. The wild beast of the desert shall also meet with the jackal. Jackals is like deers on wild areas, animal. The wild goat shall bleat to its companion. Also the night creature shall rest there. And find for herself a place of rest. There the arrow snake shall make her nest and lay eggs, and hatch and gather them under her shadow. There also shall the hawks be gathered, even one with her mate, or her, I suppose. Search it from the book of the Lord. Read, not one of these shall fail, not one shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, his spirit has gathered them. The book of the Lord is true, neither failing nor passing away, but it is fulfilling. At the time of Adam's destruction, David escaped from destruction by blessing Israel. Thereafter, from the past history, we do remember God's purpose heart for all time. turning to his heart and preparing for the future. Also here is, we should know the word of God, and in order to understand the gospel with the other scriptures, that's best, because not one shall lack her mate. And, also the Bible written by Holy Spirit, inspired by Holy Spirit, is confirmed. Verse 17, he had cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it among with a measuring line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they shall dwell in it. Chapter 35, the wilderness and waste land shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. The glorious kingdom age is coming immediately after the great tribulation, such as the world has never seen before or will ever see again. Over those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give the light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. When the Son of God comes again with his angels in great sound of trumpet, who will gather his elect everywhere, the Lord's glorious kingdom is coming. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have the hope of his coming soon. Maranatha. Maranatha meaning, the Lord coming. Verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellence of our God. God will establish his justice, destroying all the evil in his beautiful kingdom age. There is a peaceful life, and the things are set right. The regions of Carmel, Sharon will be abundant of vegetation beautifully in the perfect new world. Verse 3, strengthen the weak hands and make from the feeble leads. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lamb shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and the streams in the desert. We enter into that time when Jesus Christ has returned to God's kingdom upon the earth. The lame, the blind, and deaf will be healed, as well as the waters burst forth in the wilderness and desert in the kingdom age. When John the Baptist was imprisoned, his disciples asked Jesus, are you coming one, or do we look for another? Because John, like other disciples, expected Jesus to set up the kingdom immediately, but time goes very slow, and so he began to think so. Jesus answered to his disciples with the signs of the kingdom age, which are the blind, the lame, the lepers, and deaf to be healed. The dead are raised up. A new day is coming. The Lord is sitting on the throne. He is making all things new, as his words are truth, and he is faithful. This hope or expectation gives us much encouragement from today's corrupted world. Even if we live in the world, we are not of the world, but of the heaven, where our Lord sits on the throne. So, verse 7, the parched, the ground, to become a pool. Verse 8, and the thirsty land springs of water in the habitation of jackals, where each lay, they shall be graced with breeze and rushes. Verse 8, a highway shall be there, and a roar, and it shall be called the highway of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. There will be the highway of holiness. There will be the unclean, the sinners. They would be seeking to corrupt his kingdom, the sinners obviously. Only the redeemed will travel the highway holiness prepared by God. Verse 9, no lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Verse 10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing, with the everlasting joy on their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighs shall flee away. Under the perfect love of God, we could be living in a utopia now. God was just trying to protect us, as God in His law is seeking to protect us from destroying ourselves, from misery, pain, or suffering that sin always brings. God has shown us what is good, but we have rebelled against the law of God, and so we are suffering the consequence of this world in which we live. In the new world, we sincerely repent, love, justice, and place over our trust in Him. We are redeemed, ransomed, and will not experience the consequence of sin. We'll rejoice everlasting joy and communion and fellowship with God. There is no sorrow, no pain, no death. For the former things have passed away. Maranatha, Lord, come. This is our heart for daily life. So that is application portion. Okay, we covered all the questions. So you may continue to keep on prayer for European Union mission, Iran, you know, other the countries, the missions as well. So let's sing all together a Maranatha song or a spiritual song.